Coupa Valley High School Student Listening Session Report, prepared by Annalise Colgrove, Executive Director, Coupa Tribal Education Association, April 2026. Read by
Joseph Orozco
and Nation Richards. On March 24th and 25th, a series of student listening sessions were conducted at the Coupa Valley High School grades 9th through 12th. These conversations were facilitated by staff from the Coupa Tribal Education Department alongside representatives from the Coupa Valley Tribal Council, Two Feathers Native American Family Services, North Coast Indian Development Council, and trusted school-based support staff. Discussion topics focused on purpose. This report is intended to support both school district leadership and tribal leadership to in better understanding and responding to the needs of local youth. The listening sessions were designed not only to gather feedback, but also to provide students with a space where they could feel heard, respected, and valued. Students shared openly about their challenges, their hopes. Throughout all the notes collected from the conversations, there were many overlapping themes expressed by students. To ensuring that youth feel supported, empowered, and connected within both the school environment and the community. Students have made it clear that they want adults to listen, follow through, and work with them, not just collect their input. The topics run by themes. Themes 1. Safety, violence, concerns, and accountability. Students also expressed concerns that some behaviors go unchecked, rules are not applied consistently, adults sometimes do not intervene in conflicts. Two, not feeling heard or taken seriously. Students consistently express that their concerns are often dismissed or minimized. When they speak up, nothing happens. Adults sometimes advise students to just not talk to them during conflict instead of intervene. Communications from leadership is limited and unclear. Students' insight. Students feel change often only happens after serious incidences rather than through proactive listening. On safety and accountability, listen to us when we report harassment, do investigations, check the cameras. Some people get away with a lot of things because of who they are. Take threats seriously so we can focus on learning. Safety as a fundamental concern. The most urgent and emotional theme across all responses is safety. Students repeatedly describe experiences with bullying, harassment, threats, and physical altercations, and they express deep concern about the lack of consistent adult intervention. A critical issue is not only that these incidences occur, but that students do not trust that reporting them will lead to action. Many believe that reports are ignored, minimized, or handled inconsistently. This perception creates a culture where students feel they must navigate challenges on their own, increasing anxiety and reducing their ability to focus on learning. Students are clear about what would improve safety: more visible and engaged staff on campus, consistent enforcement of rules, and transparent follow-through on reported concerns. They describe a disconnect between students and leadership, with decisions often perceived as being made without understanding the realities students face. This includes policies, disciplinary practices, and program offerings. Three, mental health, emotional support, and counseling gaps. They also emphasized need for safe spaces to talk, desire for adults who are emotionally supportive and consistent, importance of trauma-informed support. On mental health and support, not enough adults to assist with services. We need more counselors and people who understand our life struggles. Sometimes home life makes it hard to get things done. It's not easy to get passes to the wellness center. Students want more approachable, available adults who make time to listen and understand their experiences. They also emphasize the importance of privacy, trust, and follow-through when they seek help. If they are denied a pass to the wellness center, they don't feel encouraged to continue to seek the help they need. However, they also identified positives. Friends and peer relationships are a major reason for attendance. Certain teachers and staff are highly valued and supportive. Cultural connections and activities bring hope. on school climate. A great day is no fighting, good food, and friendly people. A bad day is stressful drama and too much work. We feel safe where staff actually listens to us. What gives students hope? Being asked for their input, supportive staff members, cultural activities and community connections, and future goals, college, careers, personal growth. Five, staffing, stability, and leadership. Students also stated some staff are viewed as highly supportive and caring, and others are seen as disengaged or inconsistent. They also highlight the importance of consistency in staffing and leadership. Frequent changes create instability, disrupt relationships, and make it harder for students to feel secure and supported. Instability reduces trust, disrupts learning, and ultimately weakens relationships. Students notice when adults are stretched thin or concerned about their own job security and believe this affects how effectively staff can support them. Six, engagement and learning. Student requests, hands-on learning, classes for life skills, financial literacy, housing, job skills, better funded career-focused classes such as culinary and trades, more electives in academic variety, and increased tutoring and academic support. Barriers to learning and academic success. Students are asking for clear expectations and adequate support to keep up and succeed. A call for relevant and engaging leadership. Courses that already incorporate these elements, such as cultural classes, music, and shop programs, are consistently identified as more engaging and impactful. This reflects a broader need to align education with students' futures, helping them see a clear connection between school and life beyond graduation. 7. Students do not feel fully prepared for life after school. Students want more guidance, exposure, and practical participation to help them transition successfully into adulthood. Career readiness and future preparation. Students consistently stated that they want more participation for life after school, including eight, opportunities, activities, and student life at school. Students strongly express the need for additional interests include students highlighted limited extracurricular options, especially beyond sports, boredom and lack of structured activities, and a need for a safe place to gather on campus and in the community. Students want more opportunities to connect, belong, and stay positively engaged. Nine, lack of activities and safe spaces outside of school. Lack of third spaces. Students consistently ask for a third space where they can hang out. A third space is an accessible place that is neither home, first place, nor school/work, second place, but an informal social environment where people can gather, connect, and belong. Limited opportunities for engagement and belonging. Students describe a lack of activities and spaces that support positive engagement. Outside of sports, options are limited. Many students want to feel a sense of community belonging and be engaged through more community gatherings like Sovereign's Day and the Block Party. Ten, facilities and basic needs. They also expressed a desire for a more welcoming physical environment and increased student artwork and pride in campus spaces. basic needs are not consistently met and negatively affect students' comfort and readiness to learn. Students consistently share their frustrations with access to drinking water and issues related to bathrooms. While students are aware there are hygiene products available at the counseling office, they do not always feel comfortable accessing them. Students would prefer if products were readily accessible in the bathrooms. Students across all groups express their concern with feeling uncomfortable using bathrooms because of vape use and lack of privacy. Hope and opportunity. Conclusion. This report reflects a clear opportunity for both school district and the tribal leadership to work collaboratively in building a school environment where youth feel safe, heard, supported, and prepared for their future. By prioritizing safety, strengthening relationships, increasing opportunities, and ensuring students' voices are included in decision-making, there is a strong foundation for creating more supportive and successful environment for all youth. Across all groups, students delivered a consistent message. Recommendations. Quick improvements. Paper towels and bathroom supplies. Better communications of events, bulletin boards, announcements, social media. Tutoring and academic support. Beautification and student artwork. More respectful teacher-student interactions. Increased transparency about school decisions. Long-term improvements, expand electives, clubs, and career programs, improve lunch quality and food variety, increase staffing and retain teachers, strengthen counseling and mental health systems, provide consistent safety and supervision, improve teacher training, including communications and sensitivity, build a more stable and supportive school system, increase student voices in decision-making, and strengthen relationships between students, staff, and leadership. Students are not disengaged. They are asking clearly and consistently for support, safety, and meaningful connections. Their responses show a strong desire to succeed, awareness of system issues, and a willingness to engage when heard. Addressing these areas presents a critical opportunity to rebuild trust, improve student outcomes, and create a more positive and effective school environment. The youth's insights are thoughtful, consistent, and solution-oriented. Addressing these concerns is not only critical for improving student experience, it is essential for fostering a school environment where all students can thrive. The student feedback already answers what needs to happen. The real issue now is how adults will turn their feedback into viable, consistent, sustainable action. Action items. The findings indicate a need for system-level response in the following areas. 1. Rebuild trust through action. Ensure transparency and follow through on student-reported concerns, and communicate clearly with students about actions taken. 3. Strengthen student support systems. Expand access to mental health services. Reduce barriers to receiving help. Increase the number of counselors and mental health professionals. Integrate wellness support into the school day. And reduce barriers to accessing services. Five, elevate student voices. Create formal structures for ongoing student input. Incorporate student feedback into decision-making processes. Regular student listening sessions. And create anonymous reporting feedback systems. Seven, student communication. Weekly student-facing updates, announcements, actions taken. Improve communication channels beyond parents. Establish communication system and student awareness of updates. Nine, expand academic and career pathways. Introduce or increase life skill modules, financial literacy and job readiness, career exposure opportunities, guest speakers, field trips. Expand counseling for college, financial aid, and career pathways. Increase exposure to careers through field trips, guest speakers, and internships, and build partnerships with local businesses and organizations. 11. Facilities and environment improvements. Support campus beautifications. These could be student-led projects. Ensure bathrooms are consistently stocked with essential supplies. Repair or improve access to water and maintain facilities. Provide access to snacks or food during school day where possible. 13. Redesign learning for engagement and relevance. Expand hands-on, project-based learning opportunities. Introduce life skills courses such as financial literacy, career readiness, independent living. Increase access to career pathways, internships, and trade programs. Addendum. In a similar style, students at the Hoopa Valley High School Fish Fair answered the question, what would you like to see more of in the community? The responses highlighted several key themes, including a desire for more kindness, increased community gatherings, and safe spaces for youth. Students also expressed interest in having more activities, events, and things to do, along with continued opportunities for cultural learning and more jobs for young people. Here are the responses. More fish. A track team for 7th and 8th graders. Job opportunities for youth. Youth supports. No gun violence. Basket classes. More people at ceremony. Safe places to gather and hang out. Events. Sidewalks. Input and teamwork. People being kind. Less violence. More things to do. Skate parks. Physical activities. Arcades. Fish net making and demonstrating how to fish. Advanced placement classes. Jobs at forestry for youth. Stores. Unity. Community projects. Recreational events for youth. Basketball. Athletic tournaments like softball and volleyball. People helping others. Places to hang out. Smiles. Outdoor activities. Better batting cages. Community service opportunities. Kinder environments. Activities. Food gatherings. Community art. Food events. Tournaments at DNF. Shop classes. A bigger casino. More kindness. College tours. Resources for families. Sport opportunities. Counseling for students. More things to do. This has been a production of the Hoopa Tribal Education Association with production assistance by the Hoopa Valley Tribal Council, the Two Feathers Native American Family Services, the Northern California Indian Development Council, the Hoopa High School, and KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio.